4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and guess what? We are holding steady. Holding steady. At 100 degrees. Yikes. Yeah, kind of nuts, huh? And it's going to be that way tomorrow from the looks of it. It's hot is the point. It's going to stay hot. Now, we do have some rain rolling in the not-too-distant future, which my hope is will cool us off just a little bit. Yesterday, I shared with you some very, very, very sad news, and that is that my laptop has indicated to me that it cannot find its boot. I don't fully exactly know what that means, except that I cannot access any of my stuff on my laptop. And because it's not like I have some tech expert join me once a week to remind me to back everything up, but I didn't back stuff up. So now I think the technical term is screwed, I think. But people are saying it's not that difficult to fix. So I'm going to ask Craig about that, and then I am going to take copious notes as Craig explains to me what I should, in fact, purchase during Amazon Prime Day. I'm believing it's an Apple product. Craig, good afternoon.
Hey, sounds like you're having a very good time. Yeah, get rid of those winter boots and, switch over to summer clothes.
Dude, I had my Tecovas cowboy boots on. It would not fit in that little port on the side. So yeah, I'm just out of luck. What gives? It says it can't find the boots. It can't boot, and it's not quite the blue screen of death, but it sure looks like it to me.
Yeah, well, it can be a number of different things that have gone wrong. Could be your main data storage, aka your disk. Yeah. You may or may not actually have a disk drive. Since you said it's a laptop, it's probably an SSD. So that might have died on you. And if you bought one of these specials that you get from the big box retailers for Father's Day, et cetera, they usually come with a low-grade SSD. So some of them are only good for about 7 to 12 months.
Oh, no.
Others will last a little longer.
I'm just going to tell you, this is like 5 years old, this laptop. It's
You lucked out. Yeah. How much did you pay for it?
I don't know. It's 5 years ago, but I don't know. It's Lenovo iPad, IdeaPad, or ThinkPad. It's one of those that's a lap. Well, something. Right now it's nothing, but it used to be a laptop that folded into a tablet thing.
Okay, so not even considering the Biden 25% inflation, you still don't know what the price was 5 years ago. And that's okay. I get it.
Not a flipping clue. No.
So it could be your drive. Okay. It very likely could be what's called the used to be called the BIOS in your computer. Uh-huh. Nowadays, it actually has those boot blocks on your storage media, on your disk, we'll call it.
Okay.
And so, you need to get it serviced. Have somebody that knows what they're doing. Have a look. Open it up. Have a look inside. You can also boot off of the USB drive on it, another operating system that can check the drive. So see if you can see the drive. There's something called smart statistics on it, which tell you if it's broken, how badly broken it is. You might be able to recover. No matter what you get next here, or if you fix it, Backblaze, my man. Backblaze, $7 a month, and they keep your backups for a year. Wow. And it's wonderful peace of mind, let me tell you.
Backblaze. Will they automatically back it up? Because you know I'm going to forget.
Yeah, they do. You install their software. Okay. What I do is I use my own special password, a key that I generate and keep in my 1Password vault.
Okay.
And I use that now to back up the machine. So you can tell it to continually back up the machine. Anytime you make a change to a file, that file gets backed up. Okay. And Backblaze backs up your files. So it doesn't restore your whole machine, but all of your important files, your pictures, all of the stuff that you care about, that does get backed up, and you can restore it at any point in time. And it is super cheap, and they have been 100% reliable for me and everybody I've recommended it to. And they have no limits on how much space you are backing up. So let's say you've got a 10 terabyte drive attached with all of the videos of you at your speaking events, and you've done editing of the videos and everything else. It'll back up that 10 terabytes, and you only pay the $7 a month no matter what.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get Backblaze for the new one. Technically, he takes care of computers at our radio factory, but he's not, you know, that's not his real background. But he said what he thinks is that it can't find the disk, and because the disk may have moved. And he said, well, I'm just going to, if I open up the back, there are 10 little screws to take out of there, I could reseat the disk. Is that true, or is he just blowing a line of smoke at me and then it's going to be even worse?
It's possible. I haven't seen that be the actual cause anytime lately. Yep. Because these laptops nowadays, for the past while, have been made so they can be jolted around a lot. Okay. Sometimes you'll get dust and things inside of them, and that might need to be cleared out. You might get some oxidation, and there's special solutions you can use to clear off that oxidation that's there in your laptop. So, you know, I can guarantee one thing, if there's 10 screws in it, that at least 6 of them will be useful when you're done.
Should I let him open it, or should I just say, no, I got to do something else? I need your advice,
No. What are you
Greg?
What else are you going to do, Jeff? You have to let him open it up, wiggle some wires, a few hums and haws, and he's going to look like he's thinking and sound very, very intelligent. Yeah. And then he'll say, you're out of luck.
What about this booting from the USB? What is that?
Yeah, I would definitely do that. There's a number of free operating systems you can download that you can use to check your computer. So there, most of them are Unix-based, but the one you probably want to look at is called Nopix. You can find it online. I'm just looking right now. Yeah, Nopix. Where are you? There we go.
Wait a minute. N-O-P-I-X?
K-N-O-P-P-I-X. So Kilo, November, Oscar, Papa, Papa, India, X-Ray.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right.
And it, you can boot that up, and you can check, use that to check for viruses on your computer, check the status of your hard disk, if it can be seen, if what errors it's reporting, even do recovery work with Nopix, and it's completely free. It's really kind of cool. You can go further than that and do network scans, looking for security problems and everything else. Nopix is used by a lot of computer professionals.
Do I buy a Nopix USB somewhere? How do I get it?
You can. Yeah, they sell. People sell them for about $10-$15 on Amazon.
Okay.
You know, since your laptop is out of luck, that's probably your best bet. But anybody, you can download them. You can flash it to your a thumb drive, a CD drive if you still have one of those, and boot off of that. It won't cause any problems on your computer because it's going to run in the computer's memory, and it's going to use the thumb drive. It's not going to overwrite what's on your main hard drive.
Gotcha. All right. Now, Amazon has Prime Days coming up, and there's like 5 of them or something. They start July the 8th. You know they're going to have Apple laptops for sale. I need your advice again. And we'll get to all that important stuff you put in the newsletter for everybody, but damn it, this is my time. It's us. Tell me, Craig, what should I buy? You know what I do, and you know what I want to do, and just tell me.
All right. Well, there's already sales going on. They've got them going now. Okay. But what you want is you want to get an Apple silicon, depending on how you want to pronounce it, base laptop. Now, there's the M1, the M2, the M3, the M4. So the differences are, first of all, it's faster, right? So the M1 is quite a bit slower than the M4 is.
Okay.
The second thing is, if you're doing video editing, for instance, or anything that requires some real power, you need to get the Pro versions of the MacBook. So you get a MacBook Pro. You get as much memory as you can afford, as much storage space as you can afford, because this thing's going to last you at least 7 to 10 years.
Okay.
So you got to look forward.
Gotcha.
So if you get an M4 computer, MacBook Pro, you're going to find that that's going to last you a long time. It's got all of the graphics processing built into it very nicely. In fact, it leads the market out there. So, again, with your video editing or photos or even using AI that runs on your MacBook itself, it doesn't have to go out to ChatGPT. You can keep it private. It can run all of that today, which means it's ready for tomorrow, too.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that's my assignment, and I thank you for all of that. I should remind everybody, Craig Peterson is here, and believe it or not, he's not here just to help me. You send out this wonderful newsletter every week. It's free of charge. I have taken up most of your time, but I thought one of the most interesting things that you had in this week's newsletter was Israeli security officials telling people to turn off their home security cameras, and I thought, to me, that seems odd. Wouldn't you want them on if there's a disturbance? Why would they do that?
Yeah, turns out that the Iranians have taken over people's home security cameras in Israel. People don't know that this has happened, right?
Yeah.
So they have access to them. And they're using, Iran's using it to gather intelligence on Israel. They're even looking for things like, what was the effect of this bomb that we sent? Or police in the area responding to something that's going on.
Okay.
And even information about the people themselves. So it's a huge problem. And this is part of the whole IoT, the whole Internet of Things stuff we've talked about before, with these thermostats, these cameras, et cetera, where there's default passwords and they're getting hacked. And once you've got control of that kind of a device, if it's on your main network, whether you're a business or a home user, now they've got a foot in your business or foot in your home, and then that's when the hosers then go after your computer and break into it, right, and steal your bank account information. So it's a problem, and you've got to really pay attention to that. There's a concept called basically, if you have a Wi-Fi router in your home, look and see if it lets you have a guest network. That's usually what it calls it.
Okay.
And the guest network cannot get to your home computers. So if you have a smart fridge or doorbell or camera connected to your guest network in order to stop them from getting onto your network. Now, that's not going to stop Iran from watching you through your camera.
Yeah.
Or, as we found, some of these cameras out there are tied directly into the local police department.
Right.
So it won't stop them from looking, but it will stop those hosers from getting onto your business or your home networks.
Gotcha. Wow. All right. This is great stuff, Craig. It always is. Can you give everybody the proper website? I want to get them signed up for the newsletter. Again, it's so valuable. And Backblaze is another thing you mentioned again this week. And I'm going to go and try and get all of this stuff taken together. I'm hoping to be able to give you a good report the next time we speak. But, fingers are crossed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, CraigPeterson.com is where you can go sign up. This is a free newsletter. Comes out every week. And this week, I'm giving you some tips here on how to avoid using these text-based authentications, you know, where they text you a six-digit number.
Yeah.
Turns out it's about as secure as, well, a screen door in a submarine. So what do you do about that, okay? It's a very, very big deal. CraigPeterson.com.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I've got my, I think the bank does, I think everybody does that now, and it's supposed to make me more secure, and you're telling me it's not worth it at all, huh?
It's really not good at all, especially for banks. I'm shocked that banks aren't using more secure methods than sending you a text message that can be intercepted, that is being intercepted, and can be rerouted as well. People have lost hundreds of millions of dollars because of that text code sent to them and thinking it was safe.
Jeez, Craig, I always appreciate you being here. Thank you, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Get to his website ASAP, please. CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. com. You go there and get signed up for that newsletter. Amazing information. You're going to love it. I mean, it's really important stuff. CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.